Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, April the 5th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn up 1¾ cents at 437, May wheat up 12½ cents at 568¾, and May beans down 1½ cents at 1178½. The wheat led the way up here today. Beans were higher at one point, but give it back here late. Corn finished higher. The wheat was higher off Ukrainian drone strikes, apparently hitting Russian airfields and doing a fair amount of damage. So that's got the war heating up again. Generally, when these things happen, it's usually a pretty good selling opportunity. But we'll see if this one holds its weight here. The weather clears out next week, and it looks like we're going to have really pretty good planting out here. We've had all the moisture in the first week or two of April, and then we turn dry and much warmer up into the 60s. So it looks like there'll be plenty of planting opportunities between, let's say, the 12th or 13th of the month and the end of the month. So farmers should get their crops, at least the corn, in pretty good time and in pretty good shape out here. The market continues to look at the soybean exports. It's pretty much a dead market for the time being. I don't disagree with that, but the crush is offsetting that somewhat. But the soybeans the last couple of days has been the dumping ground. Corn and wheat have done really pretty well. We've been up in the corn. We've been up, this is now the third day in a row we're higher. We're right up against the 50-day moving average. If we can close over that, close over the high close of last week at 442 and a quarter, that would be a real helpful sign out here. The wheat, we're right up against the 50-day. We took it out a little bit overnight, backed off. But if we could close over that, it would be another really good close. The beans have got a long way to go. We'd have to close over 12-12 to convince me that the bean market is ready to rally some more. Overnight, the meal was down a buck. The oil was up 9 ticks, not really much there. The outside markets, the dollar strong here. It's up 48 ticks, back up to 104.37. So that'll be a little bit of a headway for the grains. Silver's down 40 cents. Bitcoin's down 1,700. Gold is up another $4, but that's about it. Looks like the Dow Jones is going to open up about 30 to 50 higher here, and we'll see if that can hold. The unemployment numbers were pretty hot. A lot more jobs on the payroll than anybody expected, and that pushed bond prices down. We'll see if it does anything for the stock market. Technically, the stock market couldn't look a whole lot worse. If we close under yesterday's low, I think that'll be another sell signal in this market out here. So overall, you know, we're waiting to see what the funds want to do here before the report next week on Thursday with WASD. Do they want to cover and lighten up some of their short positions? Certainly, it doesn't appear to be in the beans, but corn and wheat certainly have some indicators that they may want to cover. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.